Thursday night, or Yud Zayin Elo, September. Hey, Dvar Lachem, Chavis Alvavis. It's Mukubal, it's brought down in many halachos forum. It's not mamish universal, but pretty much it is, that we don't say Shlosh Esrei Midos B'Yechidus. We don't say the Yud Gimel Midos, Hashem Hashem, Tel Rachum V'Chanun, Erech Apayim, until V'Narkei. We don't say it Derech Tfila B'Yechidus, only with a minyan. You could say it, in other words, if you're saying Slichas B'Yechidus, so you could say the Shlosh Esrei Midos, but you have to say it Benigran. Well, you have to do it in a way that indicates that you're reading it as a pasuk in the Torah. You're not saying it derech tefillah. So the way to do that is by reading it with the trot. And also, at the end, you have to add lo yinakeh poke lavon avos al benim al shulishim al ribayim. You have to go till the end of the pasuk. But if you're reading it as a pasuk, and so you have to say the whole pasuk. Many achronim say that you also should skip the phrase "Uzcholano Hayom Baris Shlosh Esrei." You should skip that if you're davening biyachidus. It's not clear to me why, but that's what it says. That the Mishnah Berurah says it, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says it, Mat Ephraim says it. Others say you should also skip the phrase "Kel Horeis Olano Lamar Shlosh Esrei." So okay, so Uzcholano Hayom Baris Shlosh Esrei, we said, and so you skip those phrases as well if you're davening biyachidus. The question is, if you're going to say the Shlosh Esrei Midos with the trop as psukim, can you then say the phrase Kel Horeis Olano Lamar Shlosh Esrei Uzcholano Hayom Baris Shlosh Esrei if you're going to say the Shlosh Esrei Midos as psukim, with the trop, with the nigan, with the ta'aymen? So that's not clear, but this sefer brings down from Ephraim Kanievsky that you can, which since I don't understand why you can't in the first place, I don't have to understand why you can if you're reading it as psukim. Okay, we're learning Chayvus HaLogos, and we're at the very end of Shara Bitachon. He's going through the stages in life and how your bitachon shifts from your mother to your father to yourself to your employer. Then when you realize that people are unreliable, or you get more mature, you get even more perceptive, then Yashiv Bitchonu Elov, he shifts his trust to bitachon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But at first he's only Samech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he has no other Eitzah. He has no control over it. Chag Vavodis gives examples of rain, B'Shasriya, Halicha B'Yom, which are dangerous, Halicha Samidboros, Me'ein Mayim, a flood, a hurricane maybe. So then you turn to Hashem, U'Ve'esra Osom Yomru, Kumo V'Hoshienu. So it's something, you know, he turns to Hashem. Menashe did it. His tshuva was miskabel, even though it's a shailah who was miskabel as tshuva shleimo or not. V'mtechza kakaroso v'elokimod. We're only up to number 7. We have to get till number 10. If his awareness of Hashem grows even stronger, so yiftach bo gam kein b'meshe yitochim bo k'tzaz tachbula, then he relies on Hashem, even if he has an eitzah for himself. It's not only something that he feels he has no control over, so he turns to Hashem, but even things which he has a control over. But, for example, it's not total. It's havas ha-teref, let's say, he earns a living, besibus ha-masukanos, by dangerous means. You know, there's a lot of anything that renders very difficult to earn a living, and you have to... he talks about danger. There's other types of very unpleasant situations with the search for parnasa leads one to. Hamalachas hamiyagos as agufim, it wears you out. So there, v'yayim necheim levitchonu v'lokim, she'yatrifeye b'meshiyah kalos hazik lo yosu mehem. So, he has a bitachon, his focus of emuna, of bitachon rather, is that Hashem will find him an easier living. Right? He's trusting Hashem, he has emuna in Hashem, bitachon in Hashem, he's relying on Hashem, even though he could have a different etza, so he moved up in the world, but he still only, he wants Hashem to better his lot. But then Tesa Kakarosu Belekim Yoser, this is already number 8, Yashim Bitchono Eilo B'chol HaSibos, then his bitachon in Hashem is in all situations, Hakoshavahem V'ham V'akala, even if he's sitting in a store and the customers are piling in, or he gets his weekly check from the employer, or whatever the case may be, but it's coming easy, it's not difficult. But not, he has bitachon Hashem, he understands that Hashem is the true cause of everything that's going on, and therefore he does his mitzvahs, he does the lotus system, when you make your tov, so then you respond by doing a lotus Hashem. So that's it, and he seems to have full bitachon on Hashem, but we're only up to number, we just finished number 8, we have 2 more to go. So, Mr. Shem will continue.